Wednesday, March 13th. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:6. The New Testament in brief. 8. 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians deals not with the order of the assembly, but with ministry in connection with the assembly. The manifestation in practical life and service of the Spirit's presence in the assembly. Paul is himself the example of this self-denying labor, spending and being spent for the sake of the saints of God. His sufferings because of his devotion to the ministry of Christ, his persecution from the world, the cruel attacks by false brethren, the resentment even of saints for whose blessing he longed, his deep anguish of soul, his sorrows, his distresses, his tender affections, his sympathies, his compassions, all stand out in this touching letter. But Paul's sufficiency is of God, the great God whose light has shone in his heart, manifesting the transcendent glory of his being in the face of Jesus Christ. Though in an earthen vessel, it is a treasure to be manifest in ministry to all who hear. This ministry of the glory of Christ is to Paul of such a surpassing blessedness that he is borne on wings of infinite grace through all the trials of the way. Consequently, he was filled with encouragement. His or our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Chapter 4, verse 17. Marvelous, then, is this book's encouragement to steadfast consistency in ministering to others in spite of whatever the effort of Satan may be to discourage the heart and weaken the hands. L. M. Grant. In thy presence we are happy, in thy presence we are secure. In thy presence all afflictions we can easily endure. In thy presence we can conquer, we can suffer, we can die. Wandering from thee, we are feeble. Let thy love, Lord, keep us nigh. William Williams.